AP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. New York State is offering a $100,000 reward for information that leads to the capture of two convicted murderers who broke out of a maximum security prison. New York State Police Major Charles Guest says there's an intensive search underway for the escapees.
At this time, I'd like to stress that over 250 corrections officers and law enforcement officers are involved in the region, and additional investigative services are being applied statewide and nationally.
Hurricane Blanca has been downgraded to a tropical storm as it nears the Baja California Peninsula, where residents boarded up home and storefront windows in preparation for the heavy rain and light winds that were forecast to lash a wide area, including the resorts of Los Cabos. It was expected to pass to the west of the peninsula's southern tip, moving nearer along the southwestern coastline at night and on Monday. Leading up to the G7 summit, leaders appear united in upholding sanctions against Russia. Ed Donahue has more.
Most of the meeting between President Obama and German Chancellor Angela Merkel focused on Ukraine. She says there is a chance of resolution if everyone makes an effort. But White House Press Secretary Josh Earnest says a peace deal was signed in February in Ukraine.
Russia has essentially thumbed their nose at the commitments that they made in the context of the Minsk negotiations. And Russia's failure to live up to those commitments is what leads to their increasing isolation.
Russia was kicked out of the G8 after annexing the Crimean Peninsula from Ukraine last year. I'm Ed Donahue.
Protesters burned ballot boxes in several states of southern Mexico today. That's in an attempt to disrupt elections, seen as a litmus test for President Enrique Peña Nieto's government. This is AP Radio News. Broadway gives out its annual Tony Awards tonight. AP correspondent Warren Levinson has more.
How is this possible? Broadway musicals are so comfortable with homosexuality that in some quarters, just liking them is taken as a marker for gayness. Yet it's never had one with a lesbian main character, till now. Fun Home has 12 Tony nominations, though Beth Malone, who has one of them, still pinching herself.
I keep waiting for them to call me and tell me it's been a big mistake.
An American in Paris also has 12 Tony nominations. Something Rotten has 10. Wolf Hall is the most nominated play. It has 8. Warren Levinson, New York.
A suburban Dallas police officer has been put on administrative leave after a video showed him pushing a 14-year-old girl in a swimsuit to the ground outside a pool and pointed his gun at other teens. McKinney police say officers responded to a disturbance call on Friday. I'm Carlotta Bradley, AP Radio News.